And now I'm joined by our State House correspondent, Joyce Russell, for a look at the week ahead in the Iowa legislature. Good morning, Joyce.
Hello, Sarah.
Last week, there was a public hearing on Medicaid expansion. The Democratic Senate is already on record supporting that. But, of course, the governor has his own alternative plan that would cover fewer people than a Medicaid expansion. Is there any room for compromise here?
Well, that's hard to say, but right now the governor's plan is getting a thorough once-over in the House. Representative Walt Rogers is the point man for that. I was at the meeting last week, and the governor's health care guy was there too, Michael Buslow. Even some Republican lawmakers were really grilling him for details on the plan. But I should say the governor is going to object to saying that his plan covers fewer people. It covers fewer people with a government program, but it puts others who have a little higher income on the new private health care exchanges that are part of the Federal Affordable Care Act, or Obamacare.
Democrats are worried that if the governor's plan wins out, the insurance provided to low-income people through private exchanges still wouldn't be affordable for them. What do we know about how costly those premiums would be?
Well, there will be different levels of coverage, some of which will cost more. This is the private insurance market,
sure,
after all. But your income will determine how much of a federal subsidy you will get. And we are talking about pretty low-income people in the governor's plan. It's from 100 to 138% of the poverty level. By one estimate, that's $11,000 to $15,000 a year income. Mr. Buslow says they should be eligible for government subsidies, but that is a concern among those who would prefer that these folks just be on a Medicaid expansion.
And checking in on education reform again, as lawmakers continue their work on that big, hairy issue that keeps coming up, homeschooling has entered the discussion now. Why are lawmakers discussing homeschoolers in a debate about public schools?
Well, because in the House Republican caucus, there's strong support for private education, including homeschooling. The homeschoolers organization says that there are 7 House members and 3 Senate members who homeschooled their own kids or have homeschooled their own children. The Republicans' bill eliminates reporting requirements for homeschoolers, and it lets them, in effect, bring in the neighbor's kids. Up to 4 unrelated kids could enroll in your homeschool program. Democrats say there may be room for compromise on some of this homeschooling stuff, but in the meantime, the Homeschool Network is geared up on this. There's a big action alert on their website.
Now, lawmakers say all kinds of things on the House and Senate floors, Joyce, but last week there were some comments by one state senator that got a lot of attention. State Senator Dennis Guth of Clemmy made some controversial comments on the Senate floor about his concerns about homosexuality and how he sees it as a threat even to his own family. Here's what he said.
There are health risks that my family incurs because of the increase of sexually transmitted infections that this lifestyle invites. For example, there are more and more medical tests required before giving blood or giving birth.
Guth also said that children raised in heterosexual marriages are healthier than those raised in same-sex marriages, and he spoke of what he described as the loneliness of the gay lifestyle. That spawned a rebuttal from his openly gay colleague, State Senator Matt McCoy of Des Moines. McCoy called those remarks ignorant and a product of Christian right extremist rhetoric. So, Joyce, what prompted Senator Guth to bring this up last week?
Well, it was at the beginning of the workday in the Senate when senators are free to bring up whatever they want, but Senator Guth said that he was observing a day of dialogue. This was a project of the evangelical organization Focus on the Family to focus attention on homosexuality.
And how'd these comments go over with other lawmakers? What was their reaction?
Well, both Republican and Democratic leaders in the Senate declined to comment. One fellow conservative Senator Kent Sorensen, whom we hear on our airwaves from time to time, he went on the Senate floor the next day, and he acknowledged that some were offended by Guth's remarks, but he said he would have said the same thing. I should say that Senator Guth's minority leader said that they had not discussed it in their caucus before Guth spoke. So he was acting as an individual senator.
He said he didn't have any heads up that this was going to come up on the
floor. That's right.
Okay, what else are lawmakers working on this week?
Well, among other things, they're slogging through the $6 billion state budget one by one. The pieces of the budget are passing the House and Senate, with the Senate spending more than the House. And so those bills are making their way into conference committees where they'll be hashing out the differences.
Okay, well, thanks for staying at it week after week, Joyce.
Thank you, Sarah.